Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Good evening, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Yes, it is Think Thursday, and we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us. She's going to tell us how to take care of ourselves. But before we get going, you know, we are about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. And the important thing is that you concentrate on developing yourself. What others may say or do, those who establish their own solid identity will triumph in the end. Rather than worrying about your future, thinking perhaps I should become this or perhaps I should become that, first be still and build a self that is solid and as unmoving as Mount Fuji. And because we have this opportunity to stay still and think about it, you know, we must roll out there. We want to say yay, yay, yay for Miss Kamala Harris. You know, this is not a political show, but I give it where it has to go. And I want you guys to celebrate, support, and send good energy out there because we're getting ready to do that get down here. We have to make this work. The world is not going to get any better. It's going to take you and me to get that done. Before we get going, let's play a little bit of this. Just give you something to think about on Think Thursday with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Ms. Gloria Milan coming on with us. She's going to be talking about our defense system, which is that immune system. And you know, Gloria has some good information for us because she is our nutritionist out there. And she's going to tell you how to boil it, seep it, get it, buy it, and take care of yourself. You don't have to worry if they don't care about you. You have to care about yourself. Gloria Milan, are you on the line with us this evening?
I am on the line, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. And before we get started, you know, everything was happening this month of August. It's about 25 to 30 August-born lions out here. And you were not on with us last week, so we could not tell you. Happy birthday to you. This is a belated birthday. We got to make it up. There's yourself. There's Miyoshi. What's up? There's Stephanie Haynes, and there's me. Mine is coming up next week, and I was trying to get away and say, oh, well, maybe I won't go on. But you know, that would be the best birthday present I could ever have next Tuesday, is to be on with the persons and the people that I love. So I'm going to start Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then by Tuesday, you know, I'll put that champagne glass down, and I'll be able to come back in and bring somebody some information. So I just have to just stick it out. It's a little bit different, you know. If I'm in an office or if I'm in a corporate group, I don't work on my birthday. But this is not work to me. This is love. This is caring and sharing. So I'm not going to make up any excuse. So everybody's just going to have to celebrate with me on Tuesday. That's August the 18th. I'll be 22. Okay, Gloria, I got that out there. And I'm going to leave it up to you to carry us on through and give us this information.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. And so, yeah, tonight we're talking about the immune system. That's our defense system. And as everybody knows, we need all the defense we can in today's world. There's so many things happening everywhere you look. Every time you turn, something's going on. And so it can have overall an effect on your immune system. You know, stress is one of the things that have a very negative impact on our immune system. And, you know, the world today is filled with so many stressors. We have to just become aware that we do have an immune system and that it is designed to be our defense army.
Okay.
It protects our body from all kinds of foreign invaders. So it is, you know, of the utmost importance to, you know, to understand that and to, you know, be able to provide it with what it needs to make sure that it's on point when we need it, which is all the time. But especially when foreign invaders try to make their way through, we want to make sure that our defense system is strong enough to fight them off swiftly and effectively. So tonight we have those. Tonight, actually, I have some more. Remember the yes and no? Are we up for that tonight, Ms. Linda?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want to give us, we ready to think about it.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to get a paper and pencil, and, you know, it's just a simple yes or no, most of it. But, you know, unlike most of the body systems, like, you know, say our heart has a place where it goes, you know, it's in our cardiovascular system, and our digestive system has the digestive tract. But our immune system seems to be anywhere and everywhere.
Okay.
And that's because, again, it's our defense system, so it has to go wherever it's needed. And so it doesn't necessarily have its own place, but it resides in the gastrointestinal system. But also I know at some point, you know, in our lives, we've had, you know, like, say, the flu or other viral infections, and your lymph nodes get, you know, start to get, you know, you start feeling something is not going on right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're, it's usually your lymph nodes is letting you know that something's going on. Usually, we never know that the immune system is quietly working behind the scenes. And only until, you know, something gets to the point where we realize, yeah, something is going on. But long before, we knew that the immune system was working, trying to eliminate that particular pathogen. So if we can, I'll ask these the questions so that later we can spend more time on the types of foods and herbs and supplements that help to strengthen the immune system. And I know, you know, today we hear a lot, especially with the COVID, they're talking about people with compromised immune systems.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that word a lot. And so, you know, there is something like with everything we talk about that has to do with health and nutrition. Our food, our diet and lifestyle plays a big part. And I'm also realizing that, you know, when it all comes down to it, the plant-based diet is the thing that continues to come up no matter what the condition might be. And I realize that, you know, as I, you know, go deeper into it, that it comes back to, you know, to the fact that the defense, our defense system comes from, you know, the foods that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So to begin with, are we ready, Linda?
I'm ready. They're ready for you.
All righty now. So anyway, the first one, do you tend to get every cold and flu that goes around? That's the first one. And I'll just repeat it again. I might have been gone. Do you tend to get every cold and flu that goes around? Number two, do you have sore joints that are made worse by modest exercise? Number three, ever get skin rashes or of unknown origin? Number four, are you usually sensitive to the sun? Number five, do your joints swell up? Number six, do you suffer chronic pain in your hands, wrists, ankles, or feet? Number seven, is your grip getting weaker? Number eight, are you losing muscle? Number nine, do you have chronic sinus infections?
Sinus infections, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 10, are fungal infections like athlete's foot a common occurrence? 11, do you have frequent bladder or urinary tract infections? 12, do you have chronic intestinal pain or discomfort?
Intestinal pain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or discomfort.
Okay.
Do you have dental problems associated with periodontal disease? 14. Does it feel to you that your leg or back pain is chronic? 15. Do you take anti-inflammatory medications regularly? do you frequently take prescribed antibiotics to get over an infection? Have you ever been diagnosed with any of the following? Epstein-Barr virus, herpes virus, Candida albicans, and Lyme disease.
Okay.
So those are the questions for tonight. I think it was 17.
Okay.
Were there any that you'd like me to repeat?
No, I think I got them all. I was thinking about the chronic leg and back pain. We have that, and inflammatory medicine and antibiotics. Antibiotics for, can you repeat number 16? Do you take antibiotics for what?
Do you frequently take antibiotics to get over an infection?
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Whoa. We go down that list.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I was able to pick off some of those. I was like, okay, I didn't realize that was, you know, in that system. Because, like, and I don't know if that's why or if it's just what's happening. But I had my finger, oh, my God, masked in the car door.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So I don't know if my ability to, like, what do you call it, to grasp hold, you know, like, let me see which one it was that was asking. You know, like, say, for instance, like, I used to be able to open a jar, you know, with no problem.
Okay.
And now I need, you know, to maybe put something on it to, like, make sure I have the grip really good because I'm having trouble, you know, squeezing it like I, you know, have done forever.
Okay.
I was trying to see the exact one. So my point was that I'm just realizing that is in this particular, I would not have put it in the defense system, but that's where it's being put in this book by this doctor, Dr. Bland, The Disease Delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the good news is that always nature provides answers to most of our problems or issues that we may face. And I don't know, because I know, like, people that maybe live near Asian supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't have them in the regular stores, but you can find a wider variety of mushrooms in, you know, Asian markets.
Right.
And that's the, you know, like, I like to take some of the good things from, you know, all of the cultures. And that's one of the things that they make a part of their dietary, you know, food almost every day.
Mm. Mushrooms?
And it's mushrooms.
Mm.
They're different types. And, you know, they use a variety of them. It's different, you know, noodles and stuff that they make. You can always find some mushrooms in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very good for strengthening the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Mushroom.
And mushrooms. Yeah.
Okay.
One that comes to mind is the shiitake mushroom.
Shiitake.
And shiitake.
Okay.
That's just one of them. And let's see. There are, we're back again to foods that support the immune system. And we can think of like orange produce and leafy greens,
mm-hmm.
winter squash, sweet potatoes, bell peppers, you know, things like that that have orange, an orange color.
Mm.
Those are good for the immune system. And also healthy fats, like they support good lubrication inside and out, and it provides, you know, really good immune cell function, and it helps to decrease inflammation. And
healthy
some
fats.
Good, yes, some good sources are like wild salmon or salmon,
mm-hmm.
depending upon how you pronounce it, sardines, flax seed, hemp seed oil, nuts, seeds. These are, you know, all things that help to support the immune system. And, of course, vitamin C. And we know that there are, especially the citrus fruits, strawberries, those red, yellow, orange bell peppers. And a good herb is rose hips. It's a good source of vitamin C as well. If you like to drink teas, these things
help rose
to support
okay.
the rose hips. Mm-hmm. And like pungent aromatics like garlic, onion, ginger, horseradish, and hot peppers boost circulation.
Ooh.
And so they're also antimicrobial. So that means that they fight very small viruses.
Hmm. When you say hot peppers, what kind of hot peppers? Like those little bitty red peppers that you see, or green peppers? You know, there's a small pepper, and that it's very, very, very hot. They're the tiny red
right.
peppers. Is that good to bite into, or to use, or to squeeze the juice, or what?
Well, you know, like peppers are good in general. And
mm-hmm.
it depends upon how much heat you could stand.
I got you.
I found that I thought I could take a lot, but wow, when you go up to like those habanero, the
mm-hmm.
orange ones, those little
yes.
bitty, oh my God, I can't do those. But yeah, any pepper that you could handle is good for your circulation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so thereby, of course, keeping your immune system strong.
Should that pepper be in a soft form, or can you get it in a powder form? Because I cook with red pepper. I put a lot of red pepper in my food.
How
is it better if I
get
a
prefer?
Huh?
Whichever form you prefer.
Okay.
Always remember that, you know, fresh is always the best.
Yeah.
And then you go from there. You
okay.
know. And so, yeah, but those little red peppers,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I use the little small slenders, they're called serranos.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as hot as the red ones.
Okay.
But they do give you, you know, they have some punch to it.
Okay.
And these kinds of things clear out, you know, mucus in the system and helps with digestion and circulation.
Mucus, digestion, and circulation. Okay.
And circulation.
Whoa.
And then, as I said, the medicinal mushrooms, they have many names. Fungus, believe it or not, reishi, shiitake, all of them, whichever ones you prefer, because there's a variety of them. And
okay.
they all... have vitamin D in them and other vitamins. So it just depends upon, you know, your preference.
Okay.
Fermented foods are good for the immune system. And kimchi.
Okay. Love kimchi.
Something called, the Middle Easterners drink a lot of kefir. And yogurt. Even miso. Sauerkraut and
okay.
other fermented vegetables. They provide, you know, beneficial bacteria. And so that means your body is you know, like pathogens won't be able to last in your intestinal tract because of all that good stuff you have in there, all that, you know, beneficial bacteria that you've gotten from eating kimchi, kefir, yogurt, misu, and that kind of thing. And the other thing is, you know, fluids, like, you know, drinking water, tea, soups, broth, miso. One thing I'm starting to include for the fermented food and the fluid is, you know, you can buy the miso in those Asian markets, and they it lasts forever in the store. And I just pinch off like a teaspoon to a tablespoon. But you boil your water first. You don't boil it with the water. You add it after.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
After
how
you
does
miso
spill
it,
that?
It'll destroy. M-I-S-O.
Okay,
miso.
So okay.
And again, I'm in Asia for some reason tonight. I'm not sure, but they have a lot of fermented foods that they eat that are also that's good, you know, for our intestines and the immune system.
Wow.
And so anyway, with that miso, that's like the base for most of their soups. That they eat, they use the miso, and that's one of the good fluids, you know, that you can put in your body. And basically, I add noodles to my miso soup or whatever I have I want to put in there. That's the time when I could chop up a little mushrooms and throw it in there. And the green onions, you know, how they put that on top of the food to accent it. That's a good thing. That's a way of getting in those aromatics like onion, garlic, and all that in that family. You know, when you're eating, I'm a what do you call it, a one dish kind of person. I
okay.
Have everything in that one dish because I don't
okay.
cook in a bunch of different things. So I like soups, and you know, with the ramen noodles, and then like I said, you can add your protein if I have shrimp or whatever I want to put in there. You know, I'll add that. And so all that together, you've given your army, which is your immune system, some good ingredients to keep it strong.
Well,
and
you know,
so,
I'm listening. I'm listening here, not to cut you off, but I'm listening to this miso noodles and shrimp. And the green onions, that sounds real good, too. That's something quick.
Oh,
that's
good.
That can be fixed. And we're surrounded with a lot of Asian markets, so maybe I'll meet you with a 12-foot distance and have my list. And I think I need to.
I would love
I would like to make that soup tomorrow because as you're speaking of it, I'm just tasting it, okay? And, and I know it's important. I know it's important for us to do this. But I'll speak with you later on it, and we'll set up a plan.
Okay.
And I'm writing down. And even if I just you know give you the list and say can you pick this up and then bring it out and you explain it to me what all it is. You know, I like to go. I like because there's a lot of Asian markets here and we can go to them. Many.
Right.
And
exactly.
I know that. In the major markets, the community markets, they have like different sections, but you see this stuff and you don't really know what it is. But now that Ms. Melian is giving us our nutrition and I know that I can call on you, we can just take a tour 12 feet apart, okay?
And
make sure that nobody else is in the store.
One more. Okay. I want to give one more recipe. Here I go for the thermos.
Okay.
You know
yes.
put ginger in our thermos?
Here's
another one, fresh ginger. Here's a way to get ginger into our system is to make some thin little slices and put in put in your hot water. You can squeeze some lemon juice in it and put the, you know, like slice your lemon and put in there also, and you can add honey.
Okay.
It's a very good tasting tea. as well as an immune boosting tea as well.
Okay, you put it in the thermos. So you drink it hot or cold?
Drinking it hot.
Okay.
However, you can also drink it cold.
Okay.
That's the other thing. Nature provides us with many options. You
okay.
can have it hot or cold.
Whoa.
But you need to let it, steep for, I guess, about 30 minutes to an hour, depending upon how strong you want it.
I got
and
you.
And then, it could be an evening drink that you have after you eat to help with digestion,
mm-hmm.
or any time of the day. Whenever you feel like drinking some ginger, you can have it. But anyway, Miss Linda, I have gone way over.
No.
Forgive.
And you notice I didn't rush you. You notice I wasn't rushing you, and I was just listening and questioning, because, we try to alternate. You come on every other week. Sometimes there's someone behind you. But for this immune building and this defense system, we had to reschedule a little bit differently because I needed to give you as much time, and I didn't want to rush you through. So the time was set up for you today. There's not a second segment coming in. I'll just take them on out with some lovely music. But you know what, Miss Melian?
All right.
I will, if I may, after the show is over, I will contact you, and I'm writing my list out. And I'll be up very early in the morning, and I just want to get into the market. But we'll talk about it when nobody else is in there and go get some of this. But I think tomorrow my meal would be the miso soup and noodles and shrimp. And I have a beautiful thermos bottle over here that I can put my ginger, lemon, and honey in, because we really have to. It's too much going on. The stress factors are coming.
Yeah.
We are hearing all different kind of stories, with the election, and we know it's getting ready to get busy. We don't go political, but we do go political. It's time to do the get down. And as I stated,
okay.
and you know how I do, I'm going to put it out there. But I'm kind of concerned, and I'll share it with you. I'll share it with the listeners, with this mail-in system and all this stuff that's going on. And I was a postal supervisor for 7 years in mail processing. And that mail moves through there billions and billions of pieces a day. So I have made up my mind in some kind of way, find time to make a call and tell them y'all come and get me, okay? Because I build, and it's a certain way that it's processed to get to its destination. Because we getting ready to have it, okay? You can already tell that whatever, the hook or the crook or the whatever that can be done out there is getting ready to get done. And everyone that has some expertise in anything, get out there and do it. I worked the polls for years as a troubleshooter.
Yes.
So you know the systems, but if they're not going to work those machines, and that's crazy too. But this mail, this mail is really, really...
Yeah.
It's just trying to be stopped any way you try to do it, and that cannot happen, okay? It just cannot happen. So I'm looking
now,
for
now, you just
a spot.
Gave me an idea, Linda.
What is that?
So there are a lot of senior citizens in my building that maybe I can collect their stuff and take it down to the...
Oh, that's great. We will talk about this.
I'm just thinking, because I'm just thinking, yeah, because they're... I mean, this is being done intentionally.
Oh, yeah, it is, and we can't have it. So what I'm going to do, hold that thought.
At all.
I'm going to hold that thought because I got some people, some connections, and I'm going to throw it out there and see what they're doing, and that's a great idea. To do that and, strap your Uzi on or whatever you have to make sure it gets to the destination because it's getting ready to get crazy.
Yeah.
But it will get to where it has to go. Bottom line, because we can't have it. It's not working. No, 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 no. Okay, so I'm putting the call out there. Anyone that has an idea, a thought, or want to help, give us a call. Our telephone number is 323 323-769-5879. Again, 323-769-5879. It is time to stand strong and stand together to build better communities, but we got to make sure that this goes through no matter what. So I want to call the word that I want to call, but I'm going to save it till later because, you know, when you're putting it out there, there's always ears listening. You must be careful with what you say. Not that we are fearful of what we say, but it has to be done right, proper, and in the right form. So hold that thought. There's many, many properties within the vicinity, but I need to make a call and see what's in the shaking. But if they need that mail to move through there, they must call me. We didn't. There's many machines that process, but it's the human hands that get it going, and I know it. So whatever you try to do, if you don't want to give them any money, if you feel that they're going to have to work overtime and you thinking you stopping something, no, because those people are skilled with deadline and cutoff and production. So you can't, they don't, it doesn't matter if they get overtime or not, it will get done, okay? It's going to get done. So okay. I'm putting my call out there because if they need me to come in there and put my expertise there, I was so crazy, my crew used to call me Chief Crazy Horse, okay? I was a supervisor in meal processing for like 7 years. And at the, all night long, I'd call them everything, and I'd spend till 12 noon apologizing to them. But that every piece there had to be on that truck. So it's a way that it has to be done. But he don't know because he never worked in there. It's processed by the people, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
He was putting in there to say, absolutely.
I'm just tired. I'm tired, and I don't want to get to – it's a divisive thing. We have to rise above that. You know, it's about happy, bright, and light. And we're already going through what we're going through. This is crazy. So I'm putting that out there. Listeners, you don't ever hear me talk this way, but I'm talking this way. We got to take our power to the polls and make sure that everything gets the nation because it's getting ready to get real muddy and ugly. So put on your take your ugly pill, get all your nutrients and your vitamins, build that immune system, and get ready for the long haul. Do not
get
let
ready
anything.
To rumble.
Yeah, I guess that's a good word, but it's like get ready to get the job done, and don't go for the hype, don't go for the big toy. Okay, do what we must do, and then do it in a professional, a kind, and a loving way. See, that's what we're all about here. We're all about love, but sometimes you got to pull that sword out, and some people forget that. I was reading people saying, why are people hating on each other? Don't hate. We got to support. We have to celebrate. We have to send good energy, because if it was this person that was selected or that person that was somebody that's going to always have something to say about it, that's why I said rather than worry about your future, thinking perhaps I should become this or I should become that, first be still and build a self that is solid and unmoving as Mount Fuji. And you know Mount Fuji don't move, okay? So on that note, Miss Moran, we appreciate you. I will give you a call after everything wraps up. I'm ready to go shopping in the morning. I want to go get me some miso and some ginger. And there was one other that I had never heard about. Let me go here. Get the definition and learn how to identify all those mushrooms and what they will do, because we're going to have to build it, to move it, to get to it, to where it has to go. And everything is coming at us, okay? Everything. Everything is here.
Right.
We're already here. So we're sitting in the middle of it. It's trying to grab us. Don't go crazy out there, y'all. You got to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy on that. And now we got 82 days, okay, 82 days to do what has to be done. And so my portion of this is what can I do? Because usually every year I'm on those ballots, you know, for one position or another position. I like to get in there and get in the stew pot, okay, and take my carriage to the table. So it's like nothing can be done by hearing about it, complaining about it, and talking about it. You got to get to the table. So all of my young adults out there, get into the government, learn about policy and legislation, because nothing has changed until you're at those tables. And believe me, with our royalty, this society from which we came, our resilience and everything that we have, hey, it's going to be a win. There's no lose here. It's always win. We don't deal with the lose. So on that note, Ms. Melion, I'm going to quit fussing, and I'm going to take us out of here. We love you to death, and thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. This is Gloria Melion. She is our nutritionist. She's going to keep that blood flowing and keep our balance so we can do what we must do. Gloria, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a
love
good
you
evening.
Too,
okay. Bye-bye.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believing there's nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. A long time ago.